I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, something a little bit different from previous podcasts. Today we're going to be doing Spot the Mistakes. And this is, it's a bit of a game in a way, but it's a test of your grammar. And I'm going to give you five sentences, but all of the sentences have mistakes. So your job is to try to spot the mistakes. Now in total, there are 8 mistakes in these 5 sentences. Now, you don't get any prizes if you get all of them correct, but I will send you a virtual gold star. So there's your motivation to try to get all of them correct. So, 5 sentences and 8 mistakes. Can you find them all? So I'm going to tell you the sentences first, give you an opportunity to write them down, find the mistakes, pause the podcast, and then at the end, I will tell you the correct answers. So, number one, yesterday I've been to the shop for buying milk. Yesterday I've been to the shop for buying milk. Number two, I promise I'll call you when I will get home. I promise I'll call you when I will get home. Number three, did you play football yesterday? Did you play football yesterday? Number four, I had difficulty to find a job, so I decided to start my own business. I had difficulty to find a job, so I decided to start my own business. And number five, can you explain me what you mean? I'm not understanding. Can you explain me what you mean? I'm not understanding. Okay, so as I have mentioned, we have 8 mistakes in total. Pause the podcast, write them down, try to find the mistakes, and if you get all 8 correct, I will send you a virtual gold star. And when I say a gold star, really what I mean is I will send you some positive energy for the week. And my congratulations, of course. Okay, so hopefully you've had the opportunity to write them down, try to find the mistakes in those 5 sentences. Let's see how you did. So number one, the original sentence is, yesterday I've been to the shop for buying milk. Well, first of all, yesterday is in the past. And if we use a word like yesterday or last week, then it is completely in the past. There's no connection to the present. Therefore, you must use the past simple tense. So it should not be yesterday I've been, but it should be yesterday I went. I went to the shop. And there is another mistake in this sentence. So I went to the shop, not for buying milk, but to buy milk. And this is called an infinitive of purpose. Why did you do something? And when you say why you did something or why you do something, you should not use for and then a verb in any form, whether it's just the infinitive or the gerund. You should use to and then the infinitive. To go. To eat, to stay, in this case, to buy. So the correct answer of number one should be, yesterday I went to the shop to buy milk. Good. Number two, I promise I'll call you when I will get home. So with this one, the first half of the sentence is correct. I promise I'll call you. But then we say when. And when we use this word when, even though we're talking about the future, we don't use the future simple after the word when. We use the present simple. So not when I will get home, but when I get home. So just try to remember that after the word when, or as soon as, for example, or there's others as well, like if and unless, we normally use the present simple, even if we're talking about the future. Number three, did you play football yesterday? Well, this is wrong because in my original sentence, well, I'm talking in the past simple, but it's a question. So when we ask a question, we use the word did, and did is the past. We don't need to change the verb. We only need to change the verb if it's a positive sentence. So not did you played, but did you play? Did you play football yesterday? Okay, number four, we've got a couple of mistakes here. This one may be a little bit more difficult. So number four is I had difficulty to find a job, so I decided to start my own business. Well, first of all, when we say to have difficulty, or in this case, it's the past, so I had difficulty, we actually use the gerund, the ing form, in the following verb. So not I had difficulty to find, but I had difficulty finding a job. So I decided start my own business. Well, after the word decide, we need to use to and then the infinitive. I decided to start my own business. So the correct answer, I had difficulty finding a job, so I decided to start my own business. So how are you doing so far? Do you have six right? Maybe the gold star is on its way if you can get the final two correct. Okay, so it was, can you explain me what you mean? I'm not understanding. So this one should be, can you explain what you mean? Or can you explain to me what you mean? There's two options, but you can never say explain me or explain him or explain her or explain you. It's always explain to me, to you, or simply just explain. And in fact, I'd say it's more common to not actually say me. You don't say explain me in English. Usually we just say, can you explain what you mean? And then the other mistake, I'm not understanding. It should be I don't understand. Because this is a verb, understand, that we don't usually use in the continuous form. So we don't say, I'm not understanding something. We say, I don't understand. Okay, so there you have 5 sentences, 8 mistakes. Hopefully you did quite well at that. Make note of the mistakes that you made and the grammar points as well. If you missed one or two or a few of these, then try to study these grammar points in a little bit more detail. Okay, so that's all from today's podcast. A little bit different today. Hopefully you enjoyed it and you found it useful. If you have any ideas for future podcasts, or if you have any comments or feedback about today's podcast or any other podcast that I have done, then I welcome your messages. You can send me an email and you can find my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.